Anybody standing tonight on a promise that you have from God? Come on, kids, lift those hands and say, Lord, I'm standing. I'm still standing. Oh, I got to tell you a story, because we made a declaration that I don't want us to miss tonight. We said, we are going to see what we're praying for. I didn't want y'all to miss that tonight. Somebody say, I'm going to see the very thing I'm praying for. Somebody said, give me a scripture to stand on. We're standing on the promises. Book of Acts chapter 12. The Bible says that Herod had captured and imprisoned Peter and James, the brother of John, and he put James to death and had the intention to put Peter to death. So they bound him in chains and they held him for several days. And that was their first mistake. Because the Bible says that the church, that's you and I, made fervent intercession for Peter. And the Bible says that while the church was praying, an angel came and freed Peter. But the church didn't know it yet. So they were still praying. See, this just wasn't like pray for 30 seconds and say, oh, God, it's done, and just move on. But if we were supposed to do that, you'd have to remove the story of the persistent widow from the Bible. But it's there because we are supposed to keep asking. We're supposed to keep seeking. We're supposed to keep praying. So Peter didn't know if he was awake or asleep or if he was having a vision. So when he came to, he started to go to the house where they were praying. But who were they praying for? Peter, because they didn't know that the answer had already been released. So they were still praying. And Peter gets to the gate and he knocks on the gate. And the girl comes to the door and he says, it's Peter. And she's a little confused because they're in there praying for Peter. So how can Peter be out here if we're praying for Peter to be out of prison? But I want you to know tonight that the very thing they were praying for knocked on the door. I want you to know that we are in a season in the body of Christ where we're going to begin to see the things we're praying for. You're not going to die until you see. Literally, while you're praying, the answer's going to be released. While you're praying, the answer's going to knock on the door. Do you believe that tonight? If you believe that tonight, I want you to lift up your voice. And I want you to let the Lord know that you believe it. Lift up your voice and say, God, I believe. God, I believe it. Come on, I want you to sing this. Y'all say that just one more time. Just say, I'm gonna
see it.
I want you to get that in your spirit. I just want them to say it one more time. Just say, I'm gonna see it.
I'm gonna see it.
David said this, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have lost heart except I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody say this, say, I'm not gonna die until I see what the Lord has promised me. Now you don't know, somebody right next to you might have made a faith declaration. They might be sick in their body. Just tell one more person, say, I'm not gonna die until I see the thing the Lord promised me. Come on, if you believe that, can you just sing that with us? Say, I'm gonna.
I'm gonna see.
I'm gonna see.
I'm gonna see.
I'm gonna see. Now remember earlier we said this thing is not about how well we sing. So just tell your neighbor, just look at him, say, excuse me. I don't mean to offend you, but I have a word from the Lord for you. Now tell him, say you're gonna see it. You're gonna see it. What the Lord has promised you. Come on, tell him again, say, you're gonna.